Shalom, brethren. I thank the Lord for this beautiful day once again. Another beautiful day to fellowship with the Lord. Amen. Another day to meditate upon the Word of God. And another day to thank Him, to be grateful, and again experience His goodness, the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Now, this is now the last day of the week's daily devotion, and I will, this week's daily devotion, and I will make a conclusion to my message this week. But before that, let me finish talking about the wheat processes. We talked about yesterday. On removing the shucks of grains of wheat by the mortar and pestle, and here we saw that shucks are removed, and what remains are the white grains of wheat, ready for flour making, amen, ready for grinding to make a fine flour. Now, as I have said, that process we talk about was like the lyrics of the song. It was like the lyrics of the song, I give him my old tattered garments, he gave me a robe of pure white. Amen. Put off the old man. Amen. Now, today we'll continue and we'll talk about the last process, the process of making fine flour. We have pounding, beating, or grinding. These are the terminologies used by the Bible in reference to making fine flour. And there are two instruments mentioned in the Bible used by old folks to make flour. One of which is still the mortar and pestle. Mortar and pestle were also used in older days in beating and grinding wheat to obtain fine flour, like what we read in Numbers, in the book of Numbers, chapter 11, verse 7 and 8. Numbers 11, verse 7 and 8. And the manna was as coriander seed, and the color thereof as the color of bdellium. And the people went about and gathered it, and ground it in mills, or beat it in mortar, and bake it in pans, and made cakes of it, and the taste of it was as the taste of fresh oil. Amen. So in this scripture, Numbers chapter 11, verse 7 and 8. We learn that a manna was like a coriander seed, and the people of Israel will gather them, and they will grind and pound them either in mortar and pestle or in mills. Amen. So mortar and pestle, brothers and sisters, was also used in beating or pounding grains to become fine flour. And also the so-called mills, the so-called millstones in other terminology. Mills of old is made out of stones. Two big stone cut with both of them teeth for grinding purposes. One stone is cut and put on top of the other one. And each of the stones, the stone under, the stone below, beneath, and the stone on top are both having teeth on the side where they meet. The stone on top is of bowl shape above and having hole towards the stone under. This is where the stones on the top. This is where we put grains of wheat. It is also the top stone that will turn. And when the operator of the mill turns the top stone of the millstones, the grains of wheat will flow from the top stone towards the intersection of the stones, where it is there, the grains experience pressure, and it will be ground by by friction, and with the teeth of both the stone under and the top stone. Amen. And the grains of wheat will be made into a very fine flour after many times of putting them repeatedly over the millstones. Millstones are mentioned in the Bible many times, like what we read in Isaiah chapter 47 verse 2. Let me take you to verses where millstones are mentioned. Mills are mentioned. Yeah, the first was is in Isaiah chapter 47 verse 2. Take the millstones and grind meal. Uncover thy locks. Make bare the leg. Uncover the thigh. Pass over the rivers. Amen. Take the millstones, the Bible said, and grind meal. Amen. Now in Exodus chapter 11 verse 5. Exodus chapter 11 verse 5. And all the firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sitteth upon his throne, even unto the firstborn of the maidservant that is behind the mill. Again, even unto the firstborn of the maidservant that is behind the mill. So, in Egypt, during which the sons and daughters of Jacob was there was already a millstone. Amen. In Matthew chapter 24 verse 41, it says here, two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken and the other left. Okay. Amen. Now see that, brothers and sisters. And brothers and sisters, excuse me, God has his own millstones, and it is the millstones of time and fire. Amen. The stone above is pointing to time. Time is the one that will roll. Amen. Time is the one that will turn. And when time turns, it will bring us to the different fire of trials, fire of tribulation, fire of life circumstances that will pound us to pieces, so that we will become a true offering to God. Amen. What a beautiful type the Bible leads us to see, brothers and sisters. That is why I told you, brethren, that if we experience trials today, that is not to destroy us. That is for us to die daily, spiritually, and be a true offering to the living God. Amen. In Leviticus chapter 23, verse 10, verses 10 to 13. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 10, verses 13 to 13, verses 10 to 13. Verse 10, speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, when ye be come into the land which I give unto you, and shall reap the harvest thereof, then ye shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest unto the priest. And he shall wave the sheaf before the Lord to be accepted for you. On the morrow after the Sabbath, the priest shall wave it. And ye shall offer that day when ye wave the sheaf, and he lamb without blemish of the first year for a burnt offering unto the Lord. And the meat offering thereof shall be 2 tenth deals of fine flour mingled with oil, an offering made by fire unto the Lord for a sweet savor. Amen. Now here we see one of the feasts of the Lord, one of the feasts of Jehovah, the wave offering. Amen. When the children of Israel was in the promised land, and when they planted and harvested thereby their wheat, they will offer to the Lord a sheaf from their first fruits. Amen. And they shall wave it before Jehovah as the so-called meat offering. And the meat offering was made out of a very fine flour. The Bible said so. The meat offering was shall be 2 tenth deals of fine flour mingled with oil, an offering made by fire unto the Lord. Brothers and sisters, the 2 tenth deals of fine flour spiritually typifies the Jew and the Gentile elect. 2 tenths. Amen. We comprise the first fruits, brothers and sisters, also, and of course with Christ. Amen. And oil here represents the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Mingled with oil, fine flour mingled with oil. That oil makes the meat offering fluffier and tasty. Amen. The same is true with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will make us a very good, a very decent offering unto the Lord. Just like what Paul said in Romans chapter 12, Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Yeah, verse 1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Amen. Now, verse 13 of Leviticus 23 said, an offering made by fire unto the Lord for a sweet savor. An offering made by fire unto the Lord for a sweet savor. So fire will make the offering a sweet savor unto God. Amen. The millstone of time and fire. As time turns, it will bring us to the different fires of trials, fires of tribulations, fires of life circumstances. And these fires, brothers and sisters, will make us hone as an offering to the Lord, which is for Him a sweet savor. Amen. The same passage we can read in Exodus chapter 29. Exodus chapter 29, verse 18. And thou shalt burn the whole ram upon the altar. It is a burnt offering unto the Lord. It is a sweet savor, an offering made by fire unto the Lord. See that, brothers and sisters. Fire would make us the offering a sweet savor to the Lord. So every life circumstance we are facing, every fire of life, every trial, they are not there to destroy us. It is only there to facilitate the completion of the plan of God in our lives. Amen. All things work together for good to them that loveth the Lord. Be it a sad experience, be it a cloudy circumstance, all things, the Bible said, work together for good. Amen. Amen. Now, the stones of trials is there for us to be a sweet savor unto God. It is in life circumstances that we experience who God is. It is in difficult situations where we experience the reality of God, the reality of God's move, God's work in our lives. It is in impossible situations that we can see the hands of God helping us, uplifting us. Amen. It is in difficult situations that our prayers, brothers and sisters, to Him are becoming intense and genuine. Amen. True. We become more attached to God in times of trials. We become more attached to Him in times of difficult situation, in times of fires, different fires in our lives. Our prayers will become more intense, and we are becoming more close to God, amen, in difficult situations. In Revelation chapter 5, verse 8. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. Which are the golden vials full of odors are the prayers of the saints. Amen. The sweet odors, the sweet smell, the sweet savor, the golden vials full of odors were the prayers of the saints. Amen. The saints are the first fruits of God. They underwent fires of life. They underwent trials of life, trials and tribulation. And this made our prayers a sweet savor unto the Lord. Amen. Fires made our praises real and sincere. Tribulation made our praise and worship real, out from the real experiences, our real experiences of the goodness of God. Amen. Offering would not be a sweet savor without fire. Amen. So fires that we experience in our services to God, they are not there to consume us. Again, the fires of our lives are not there and are not there to consume us. Instead, they are there to make us a true offering unto God, an offering which is a sweet smell, a sweet savor unto God. They are there to hone us. Fires are there to hone us, to mold us into a creature that is always thankful, that is always grateful to God. Amen. Amen. That is all, brothers and sisters. I hope you have something in your mind this time, that all things work together for good. All life circumstances that we experience work for good to us that loved God. Amen. Now, in summary, brothers and sisters, I would say that time really is a vital element that God allotted for us, that God allotted for His sons and daughters. The testing and upliftment of our faith happens over time. Amen. Time is indeed the arena of God by which He obtained His precious family, a tried family, a tried and precious family, a family that gives reverence, a family that is grateful to Him as a father, even. And this happens all through time. Amen. And this family, this is His ultimate plan, to have a family. Amen. And He attained His family, He obtained it over his precious time. Amen. Amen. Now, let us say now the closing prayer. And I hope you have something this week. You have something spiritual, a food this week. Let us pray. Father Almighty, source of all wisdom and love, thank you, Lord, for being with us in the whole week's daily devotion. May the word of the Lord that we shared made great impact in our lives. May your word, Lord, which come out from your mouth this week, prospers in each of everybody's life. Amen. May the word we've heard from the Lord brings power into our lives to renew our minds. Amen. And that everything that happens to us, you purpose it to pass, not to destroy us, not to consume us, but you made everything to pass, even the cloudy moments in our lives, for your plan to be accomplished in each one of us. May this mind be in our hearts always. So dear Lord, help us in every walks of life. Help us while we are still waiting for you, waiting for your promise of coming to take us away from this earth. Amen. Help us to face challenges in godly way. Hallelujah. This we commit unto you in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you all, brothers and sisters.